And welcome back to the Next Panel Podcast. This is your host, Aleels. Joined to me on my right,
Mr. SL himself, this radiation one. You motherfucker! This reviationalist Dre. Okay. To my right,
it's just zero.
And this is the Next Panel Podcast.
Okay. So, how's everybody doing this week?
Great. Tony Tiger voice.
Honestly, worse than last time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last time is it the last time we tried to record this episode? Last time is it the last time we did an episode?
I'd like to leave it open ended.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Rumors have it, Dre, you moved. Are you excited that you playing the game now?
Yeah. It's surprising I still didn't play Warzone, no.
Yeah?
You did?
No. I played Back 4 Blood. And that's it.
And Monopoly.
And Monopoly.
Okay. Our first Monopoly Monday.
Yeah. Video will soon come.
You know, everybody
will be tuning in. Working on getting guests for our next one.
Oh, just wait for when we play Smash, guys. Don't worry about it. Man.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy the Monopoly bit, because Smash going to be...
You know, that y'all can have it. Y'all can have it.
No, you don't have to give it to nobody. It been taken. It wasn't yours to give.
I won't make it in my... You don't want me to make it my goal to actually be dumb nice.
I wish you would, because I haven't played Smash in a year, and you got thrown, bro.
But I never played it. I couldn't enjoy it. I don't even know the buttons.
I unlocked a total of 14 characters.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of excuses.
You know what that's all it is.
That's all it is.
It's like y'all bullying me. And y'all enjoy that y'all bullying me until I actually learn how to do this.
But, I mean, I don't think...
Y'all ain't telling me the buttons. Y'all just...
My defense, I tried to explain it to you.
You did. I'll give you that. I'm sorry.
In Aleels' defense, he had
get
no
good.
Defense.
He never cared.
He never cared.
Wasn't I sitting on the side the whole time telling him what to do?
You were.
But you was low. So
but it was after you said it the fourth time, then I said it the third time, then he listened.
Okay.
I think he was waiting for Bo to respond, since that's who he was playing against.
You babying right now, man.
Y'all babying, man.
Being pacified.
Ain't nobody babying. I was just bodying the both of you.
I mean, you can look forward to like where we play Mario Party. Maybe you'll have.
Yeah, you found you two. You found you two off rip. That's good.
Two joints.
You found you two off rip.
I'm good, man.
Yeah, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Just know.
All these little board games. I'm winning.
Just know, I'm really bad at Smash Bros.
Nah, Smash, you got it.
No, I'm really bad at it. But
really?
You are worse. You are worse.
Alright, I'll take that.
I just want to let you know I didn't play, but I'm really good at Smash Bros.
You are?
Yeah. Anyways, speaking of Smash Bros, how you guys feel about the new character?
Sora?
Big Sora.
Sora? Who's that?
Big Sora.
From
Kingdom Hearts?
Kingdom Hearts.
Wow.
Didn't know that. Whatsoever. Congrats. I'm happy for that.
What? I feel like we spoke about this, like off pod.
No, I swear to God we didn't.
It's definitely in the chat. But anyways,
probably in the chat.
How do you feel about it, Zero?
Weird, because it's like expected, but unexpected, if that makes sense.
I only brought that up because I was actually disappointed.
Yeah, I didn't want it to be sore at all.
Why?
I thought it was going to be like a groundbreaking, like, you know.
I think that's where the expected but unexpected, because expected, because it's like, God, I love Loki. Like, I know licensing and whatnot, but it's like, yeah, it should have happened a while ago. But also unexpected, also because it's like, well, I figured it would have happened already if it was going to happen.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, oh, but they actually did it. Type of hype more than, who?
Like, yeah, exactly. It wasn't a whole thing.
It was like, oh, okay, it's about time they did that. I'm happy for the people that have been waiting for, like,
if it was going to be someone who, like, everybody wanted, I would have wanted it to be, like, Waluigi.
I swear to everything I was just about to say that. I wanted Waluigi so bad.
I would have felt the same way.
So I have a follow-up question.
More hype for the people that were, like, looking forward to the character than, like, me personally.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do a follow-up question. What characters would y'all all want to have on Smash?
Well,
I mean, obviously, I answered, but
yeah, no,
I can answer again, like somebody that maybe y'all would think would be a good access to the franchise?
Give me Doom Guy. Like, not as a meat, like, outfit, but as an actual character. I feel like a shooter would have been, like, a shooting character would have been better. We have enough Source Fighters. Or, the dudes from Astral Chain.
Okay.
Either one of those.
What about you,
Paul?
They gave me a Persona character. I'm kind of happy.
You know, rounded out with Shin Megami Tensei.
Right? I got a Persona character. I've already had. You could throw Ratchet at dude. Screw it. PlayStation, do something with him. Throw some characters over there. Throw Spyro in that bitch. Spyro actually would be kind of cool.
Right? Or Crash.
Or Crash. Especially Crash, yeah.
Crash? That would be cool.
Because, like, a couple of Crash's moves, like Zelda's sword spin and shit, that's just Crash's thing minus the sword.
So, I have a character. And I hope to God that I don't get shut down from this. Because, you know, of course, I don't play Smash like that.
He's ready to shoot it down.
Knuckles? Valid?
Okay. Put the gun away.
That's not bad. I just feel like
Put Knuckles, the guns down!
I feel like the Sonic-based characters don't really differentiate between
each other. I do have a question, though.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. And only I'm so sorry.
No, go ahead.
Only reason why I say Knuckles, because Knuckles is... Knuckles or even Tails. Only reason why I say...
They can fly.
They can hover.
Knuckles actually throws hands. Yeah. He could be Sonic, like a Sonic just, Little Mac mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the only reason why I say that. And Tails can use the tail for fighting, I guess.
What Sonic characters are in there? Just
two? Sonic.
And no one else?
No, just Sonic. You can even throw Shadow.
Not even like a minor villain?
Yeah, Shadow.
You can even throw Shadow the Hedgehog in there too.
I was thinking that too, but I was like, well, he must have been in one of them.
Yeah, no.
Golly.
You know what's funny? I was really scared to even say this to you guys. Because I didn't want to be off.
Honestly, I would have never thought of Sonic. Because I honestly thought, I was like, there has to be more than just Sonic.
I noticed when we played, but
yeah,
he wasn't.
Instead, just I could have sworn Dr. Eggman or something was in there, and I just never used him.
See? Even throw Dr. Robotnik.
That's ridiculous.
That'd be tough.
Right, I just had another one.
Sonic is underrepresented.
Yeah, because if you look at it, crazy. If you look at all the characters that's in there, they got like a counterpart or somebody that represents them.
There's more versions of Samus in the game than there are Sonic characters.
You got that? Like even with Ken and Ryu.
Yeah, there's no way.
There's more Street Fighter characters.
Ryu's in it.
Sonic.
Yep, Ken and Ryu are right together. And I think they even got E Honda.
And then you got like two Castlevania characters.
Yeah.
Two Castlevania characters. They got like four Zelda characters. I ain't gonna lie though.
You think Sonic would be like, okay, there's enough Sonic characters.
I'm not gonna lie. The DLC come out and there's a Knuckles.
That was the final DLC ever.
Alright.
We're officially done with Ultimate.
So I'm kind of hyped now, because now when the next one come out and Knuckles is pulled up, I want my 10%.
How haven't you had Knuckles in a fighting game that Sonic is in? Knuckles. The one named Knuckles.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got Sonic's All I Do Is Run and Roll Ass in there throwing kicks and punches.
Yeah.
Ain't that about a bitch.
I tried to play with Sonic and that just wasn't hitting for me.
This could be enough.
It wasn't hitting for me. I don't like Mega Man
either, to be honest with you.
Okay, so... Speaking of, I guess our disappointments, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a story, guys. What's the time you were hyped, super hyped for a game, and you got it, you started playing, and it was just an instant disappointment?
I got one.
If you say what I think you're going to say.
I got one.
Okay.
Go ahead. So, I got a friend, you know. He's on this pod, actually.
Yeah.
He came up to me. He said, you know, you should get this game. And, you know, I was really excited for it. Because, you know, it was a co-op game. You know, all four of us could play. And then I got the game.
What happened, bro?
And I turned it on, played for like 20 minutes. And I was just super disappointed. Does anybody want to take a guess?
I've got it.
Call of Duty.
Can we do it like the Jeopardy? Can I? What is Avengers?
Ding, ding, ding! Let's go!
Yes! Yes!
We not.
Yeah. That's the story.
It was a chilling tale of betrayal, deceit,
yes.
And bold-faced lies.
Yes.
You know, if we lost followers because somebody out there really enjoyed Avengers and they heard this, I wouldn't even
be mad. It was worth it.
I wouldn't even be mad. You know?
It'd be worth it.
I mean,
I think about leaving sometimes, too, when I hear this.
Don't worry,
the
man.
Game?
The game?
The way y'all bash the game. The game was actually really good.
The game is freaking
You mean the game got really good?
It got really good. So I got one. I have one where you guys, if you want to talk about squad thing, you know, you had me play Power Rangers and boy, I did not enjoy that.
I had fun.
Can I request my exclusion?
Yes, thank you. Zero, you're totally out of this.
I had fun.
Tell the story of that night.
Well, I just recently met...
I just recently met
Brandon, Lils, and Dre. Dre told me about you. He was all cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is during the pandemic times, you know, where we couldn't be friends in person. We had to be friends...
Oh, how I miss those times.
Over the loudspeakers.
How I miss those times.
Those sweet pandemic times.
Fast forward to that night, that dreaded night, you know, Bowen says, hey, let's play Power Rangers. And I'm like, what is this about? Is it a good game? Oh, it's fun. It's a fighting game and all this other stuff. And I'm like, all right, I'll play it. And it was butt. It was trash. It was fun for a good moment, but it was really butt to me. I wasn't feeling it. And that made me waste $25 on my...
That game was $10.
Yeah. That made me waste a good $10
on my... And I gave you three.
And you gave me three. That made me waste a good $7. Adding coins, petty $3.
I never recommended it.
And I'm not even saying it's petty because in a bad way. I'm saying petty because it's like, my man had to give me $3 for trash.
Yeah,
that's crazy, man.
Like, here, take this $3.
I apologize that you didn't have fun.
Get you a napkin.
I had fun.
It was fun, but it was just dirt.
Our host here is leaving out quite a lot from that story.
Okay.
One, we were all playing this game at the same time, right? The three of us?
We were. Mm-hmm. I concur.
Beat it within, 5 minutes of each other? Right? The whole campaign?
Yes.
Right? We were having a good time playing the campaign.
Okay.
Right, we all got our ass beat by the Black Ranger. Yeah, by the Black Ranger.
Yes. Right, you went crazy on us.
Right, all of us at the same time.
Took y'all back to the
hood. It was crazy. Right, I think that the experience that you had playing the game with the three of us, like with the three of us together playing it.
Okay,
I think that was worth the $10.
I'd rather play Avengers than play Pokemon.
Wow. Game.
So let's play Avengers.
No, it's fine. I already had that moment. But to the real story is I got a PlayStation 4, I think it was PlayStation 4 I got. And a specific game that I first started playing, I liked it, but when it had the ending, it wasn't the same. Street Fighter 5. I didn't like it one bit. It was terrible. Hated it completely.
Whoa.
Threw it away the minute the game, the minute I beat the game and the storyline was dirt at the end, threw it away. It didn't give me that feel like how it was when I was playing Street Fighter 2 when I was young. They had like a whole montage after, broke down where Ken and Ryu win or whatever the case may be, and it didn't do that. It's like you beat it, credits, beat it with another character. It ain't hit to me.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
So I was thinking for a second, and I was going to start this off with, so there was a time, right, when someone told me to get a game that had superheroes in it.
Mm.
But instead of that, Ratchet and Clank, I think it was called All for One or something like that. It was supposed to, like, four-player co-op, all you on the board, kind of almost isometric view. Bruh, I don't know if I ever finished the first level, much less played the rest of the game. I was so upset that I ever thought about ever spending money on something that I was playing a demo for. I was so mad at the demo, bro. That I said it's probably gonna be good. Got the game. Trash. Hated it. Didn't like it.
Bro, what game was it?
I think it was like Ratchet and Clank, like All for One it was called or some shit like that. Yeah, boo to that. Yeah, every other Ratchet game I played fire. Well, the PS4 one was kind of... The last one for PS4 that came out before the PS5 one. It was kind of... Yeah. But that All for One shit, dog. I wish I could... That's one of the ones I wish I could say I never played.
Yeah. So...
It's just boring. The controls weren't even good. It was hard to see where you would jump into. I'm sorry.
Sound like you about to go through it.
I was just thinking about it again. I'm like, bro, what's y'all out here doing?
What about you, Wales?
So, I actually have a couple, and I don't want it to make it seem like I was disappointed because the games were bad, because in a lot of the cases, they weren't bad at all. It's just the way my attention span is set up. And not even the way my attention span is set up. The way I hyped up the game in my head as I was waiting for it, when I got it, it didn't, like, deliver for me, you know?
Okay.
So, the first one was Horizon.
Right? Zero Dawn?
Yes. So, in the 3 years since I first saw the trailer and continued to see the trailer every day for the next, like, 3 years, in my head, like, By the time the game got in front of me, nothing that I played would have been as good as what I was expecting to play.
Oh.
You get what I'm saying?
It was one of those.
Yeah. I ruined the game for myself. Mm. Right. You know, I went through that with Cyberpunk 2. You know.
Don't pass Cyberpunk off as you ruined the game for yourself.
No. Well, that too. I sort of did, because, you know,
yeah, they didn't give you too much to be,
yeah.
Too many expectations to actually meet.
That, and, I have another one, I feel like. I don't know. I can't think of another one right now.
I, Saint Row.
Saint Row?
Yeah.
The first one, or?
I think this, the one where you can take the freaking... fire hydrant out the ground. I think that was probably like one or two. That disappointed me too, because I was like, yo, this is like, it's like...
That's the one where you like first got like the superpowers or whatever?
I don't remember.
Was like jumping all over the place and whatnot?
Yeah, that one got me tight, because it's like the prodigy? What's the word for it for comic book? Like
parody?
Parody, there we go. It's like the parody of Grand Theft Auto, and it always takes me off when he did that, because I was really hyped, like, oh, this is about to be better than Grand Theft Auto, da da da, but it started doing everything like Grand Theft Auto, and it looked more kiddish when he did it. It took me off. NBA 2K? No, NBA Live. One of NBA Live's got me mad, too.
But see, that's probably a reason why I have to ask you this next question.
What's up?
They still make that game?
I mean, like, they stopped making still? It. The last one they made was 19.
Oh, they stopped the game?
2K dominated that. Sheesh. They took over that whole game and situation. But shout out to y'all for that game. You know, I enjoyed it. Back in the day,
I was always NBA Live over 2K.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't remember which year.
It was just a quick shift.
It was like 1 year. It was like live. They just didn't have live.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess I'll try 2K. Yeah. And then it was like live just wasn't the same anymore. I was like, wait a minute, I could shoot in this game.
Even WWE 19, the wrestling.
Oh, I remember you talking about that.
That was fun. I mean, I was hyped up for it too, but the storyline was bad. Threw me off. And then I got ready to get 2K 2020, but they talked terrible about it. They saved me a whole $60 because I was going to get it for the Xbox. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the games I played.
What games that's been announced do you think has the highest chance of disappointing you?
That's a great question.
Right now? Mm-hmm. So just what has the highest chance, not what I think is most likely to?
Do we have a list?
Just what I think is like, wait, if it did end up bad, it would be like...
Heartbreaking like that? Like if the game was bad, it would hurt me?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Arceus. I might break down if that game is bad.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like Arceus, I could manage to give them a pass just because I'd be like...
It's the first time trying that.
It's like at least they tried something.
They tried something different.
Now, if they made it where it was Arceus, oh, well, we didn't do good. We're never trying it again. That'd be crushing.
I don't think they can drop the ball on this one.
But if they did.
If they did, that'd be drastic.
Right.
That'd be drastic.
That will hurt, but I could still give them a pass on this. Like, well, it's Pokemon so trying long, something. Like,
we knew about this for so long.
Arceus?
Yeah.
Didn't we just find out this year?
It's been a year.
We found out this year. This year is over. And it comes out in, like, January.
January, yeah.
I felt like we found out.
Nah, it might have been last year we found out.
If it was last year, it was late.
I don't think it was last year. I think the last when we actually officially found out was in like June, May, June.
Could have thought it was a little early. Because remember, they announced that and the remakes at the same time, and the remakes got announced like
I know they announced like a few it. Months I know it was ago. In one of the Nintendo announcements that we
no,
had.
Like that's
like it was like 3-4 months ago they announced it. I think, right? Or I'm tripping.
It was. Like,
we'll do our research on that.
I feel like that's when it got officially, but like I feel like we knew about it for so long.
No, we didn't.
The Arceus thing was a complete surprise to me. Until like they actually showed the trailer. Like I had no idea they was planning anything like that.
I feel like you might be right, Dre.
No, I think they did maybe a teaser or something.
A teaser to it a while ago. But we didn't know the name of it or nothing. It just showed us the little campfire or something like that.
Wasn't the teaser the title? Like they showed the title thing?
They didn't show the title. They just showed.
And then they showed, like another trailer, like a few weeks later.
Everything in black.
I can't remember.
Nah, they didn't show nothing in black and white. I just know they showed like.
I think I remember what you're talking about when they was like it was the writing, and they was using like they animated it, but we never got to see like they never showed us anything. It was just like the words, and it was like kind of almost giving like the backstory to, like the how the game would go.
Yeah.
Like it was a while ago. And then
that. Yeah, like that. I feel like we've seen that a minute ago.
It feels like a minute ago, but I know it couldn't have been. It hasn't even been a year yet. But it feels like it was a while ago.
Year though, bro. All
right.
I think, other than Legends, I think the Harry Potter game could be a disappointment to me, too.
The Harry Potter game on it?
Yeah. That Hogwarts Legacy, that I'm actually really hyped for it. And I'm worried.
Oh, sheesh. I thought you would have said, like, Suicide Squad.
So, Suicide Squad from Rocksteady, I'm not worried about. Right? Like, I've loved all their other games, so I'm not really worried about that.
Well, are you asking, like, what do we think the chances that it will fail are?
Not the chances, like just which ones are you gonna be? Yeah, which one's gonna hurt?
So if that Batman game failed, you'd be like, well, the other ones that they made were good, so like I'll give them.
I can give them a pass. Like this is because I think this is the first. Yeah, this is the first like co-op one.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. For me, there's a game it might be the opposite for.
Mm-hmm.
It might be Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
It might be. Because Insomniac, for me, hasn't really done anything wrong. If that game was to come out and it was, like, bad, bro. I don't know, bro. I don't know why, but it feels like now is not the time for, like, a dud to drop for Insomniac. I don't... Like, the Wolverine game, I'd give him a pass. But Spider-Man 2, I don't know why. Yeah. Just my expectations are, like...
Yeah, my expectations for that Wolverine game are, like, low as hell.
From
Insomniac.
Yeah, I have high expectations.
Once it was Insomniac, I was like, oh yeah, no, it's hot. Insomniac's like, they a little different.
But I don't see, like, maybe the graphics and stuff, but I just don't see it being, I don't know.
And yeah, my biggest fear with that is the whole health situation.
Well, they said it's at least the gameplay is supposed to be, well, story-wise, supposed to be. Spider-Man 2 is supposed to be darker than the end of the first Spider-Man game, and Wolverine's supposed to be darker than Spider-Man. And when is Spider-Man supposed to drop again? 2025, they said?
2023 or 2024 or some shit.
It's supposed to be Wolverine before Spider-Man, though, right? Or was it after?
I don't know.
I forget. One of them they didn't announce a date for, right?
Or a year for. They,
like
they
a year for. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's like maybe the furthest out that I think I've like known that like a Insomniac game was coming out. Because most of the time when I hear it, it's like, oh, it's dropping like next year. But it's like, oh, it's like a couple years? Like they go, you know? Yeah. Like they working on this still? I don't know, bro.
I heard the Spider-Man web swinging is going to be like 1.8 times faster or some shit.
That'd be fire.
All right.
But that'd be dope too if they make it. You see, because there's so many things they could do. Mm-hmm. But like, what if the game comes out and the boss fights are just like the last 2018 one? Not even the Miles Morales in 2018.
That would make me cry.
And then see, it's like, bro, come on.
So I think my biggest fear for the Spider-Man game is that it's gonna be too much of the same from the last one.
Yeah, which is rough because like a lot of that could stay the same.
Yeah,
it's just what needs to like be improved needs to be improved.
So they're in a weird spot where you want them to do something new.
It's like I want you to innovate, but not too much.
Yeah,
not
still
too
give
much.
Me what I like.
Like keep everything I like and fix everything I didn't like, and know which is which without me having to tell you, and then
yeah,
I'll be happy.
Yeah, I'm not
with
filling
you.
Out any surveys.
Otherwise, I guess we have to fight or something.
No. But,
it's like I'm sorry, developers, but that's just how it goes. But yeah, no, that or Forspoken maybe, but I'm not gonna lie, the last trailer increased my hype for playing the game. But lowered my hype on, like, how, I guess, polished it'll be. Like, compared to, like, Square Enix dropping a full-on Final Fantasy game or something like that. Okay. To where I'm expecting it, like, to be, like, tight. Like, I still expect, like, a AAA game, but I feel like, you know, if it's a lower-end AAA game.
I feel like, Battlefield?
That'd be disappointing?
After that beta.
That looked OD fun. I'm not gonna lie.
No, the beta. I didn't get to play it. After I saw the quality of it, I passed on it.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't like it?
But I mean,
there was a bunch of bugs. I heard people were asking for it to get delayed.
But I mean, you know, beta.
It looked what I seen. It
But let's switch it up a bit. What about animes? What's an anime that you were like, you were thought was gonna be really good and then wish you never saw it?
I'm not gonna lie.
I got a few.
I was gonna make a joke, but I didn't want to make that joke.
Mm-hmm. I got a few, but I keep it simple. And if y'all want to remind me to tell y'all off air, I'll tell y'all. But, gotta go with Dr. Stone, man. Dr. Stone was had such promise to me. You know, I remember debating it with Dre and Zero about it when we were working together. I was like, yo, Dr. Stone will be valid. It's gonna be good. Well, I think it was the other way around. I think I said Fire Force. And y'all said Dr. Stone. And it's like, watching it was like drawn on now. It's like, all right, you're trying it now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's too much. It's all but so much you can do in an unpopulated world with nobody around. It's not really fun to me. But to watch everything get built was cool, but not to watch it for two seasons.
Oh, yeah. My recommendations only last for up to the season that I'm aware of existing.
No, of course, you did. when we was talking about brand new anime, so that was me.
I'm not going to lie. To piggyback off what you saying, Fire Force. For me.
Really? Oh, yeah. You
dumb hype for it. Still can't get past episode 7.
I don't know how.
Still can't. I've tried it, and I don't know what it is about it. I don't even think, I thought it was starting slow, but then on my third attempt at getting past episode 7, I was like, it didn't even start slow. I just don't give a fuck about any of these people at all. What's going on? Don't care. And the fight probably could be cool, but this is the first one, and I've never gotten to another one, so I don't know if it gets better. I just can't.
I got another one, but I'll let you go through.
I mean, let's see. Is it easy to say, like, the first 200 episodes of Boruto?
It's fair to say Boruto altogether.
No, the last 20 was good, though.
The last 20 was definitely good.
You know?
I also had another one, unfortunately. I'm sorry for these guys, but Black Clover.
I don't know how.
I don't, like, it's like one of the things I gotta, alright, I got nothing else to watch, let me watch it.
I'm not gonna lie.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I could kind of second that one.
I fell off of Black Clover so hard, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know there's mad episodes of Black Clover right
now. Oh, yeah, not saying that, like, the manga ain't fire, but the anime in particular.
Yeah, right after,
The anime will very easily disappoint you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you don't, you know.
Yami and Asta versus Dante is fire, bro.
No, but don't get me twisted. I went back and watched it just because you said, you know, this is fire, and then the time jump is tough. That's what brought me back for a little bit, but then it's like, I didn't like how he looked.
Yeah, the time jump really killed it for me. Like, yeah. What little was left, the time jump, like,
I feel like I'd rather treat Black Clover the way I treat Boruto. Like, mm-hmm. I'll read the manga, and then, like, when a big fight comes up, might, like, check out that episode in particular in the anime. Mm-hmm. But that's it. Like, I'm not there for the in-between major stuff.
Yeah, the manga's amazing, a lot. But Black Clover,
the anime is a little...
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's definitely not a bad anime.
It's not bad.
I like what they're trying to do.
Look at that.
It's just not
manga deserve. The anime would suit a worse manga better.
Yeah, it should.
Like, it deserves more.
You should have gave it, like, Demon Slayer's.
You know how, like, theater. All of those Fate, like, spinoffs, like Fate Granddaughter, Fate This, Fate That, Babylonia, all of that. Mm-hmm. How all of them look amazing. Some of them, like, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, like, you could have just not made one of those, and, like, you know, throwing some of that money towards Black Clover, whoever did it, like, anime god, somebody out there. Hey, sheesh.
I would say for me, it'd probably be Tokyo Ghoul season, like, 2 and 0. I was so hyped after the end of season 1. I was like, I need more.
Yeah.
I got more.
I wish I never got
this. I was like, oh, less, you know, less is more never made sense to me until
that
moment. Like,
right?
Oh.
Okay, my first season was fire.
You know what Tokyo Ghoul season 1 and then 2, like, being a thing together does to you? All those anime where you're like, bro, why they never made a season 2?
Mm-hmm.
Might be like, well,
oh, okay.
Would you?
You were avoiding that? This.
Okay, I see.
You know,
y'all know
that was wild.
My fault.
I thought you were gonna say Super.
What was I looking forward to? Super?
Come on, you can't lie and say you wasn't. It's Dragon Ball.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't looking forward to more. I would say maybe Shippuden, because I didn't really care for the animation of it, but I love the manga.
Okay.
Yeah.
How
about that? Oh, I got one.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck, the Nora Clan anime.
Oh yeah.
Simply because
season
bro,
season 2, like, season 1
I feel like they literally animated. So season 1 follows the manga pretty damn well. Season 2 starts with a flashback. That's important. Season 2 is the flashback. That's important. Season 2 is the entire flashback. That's important.
The season ends.
That in the manga, by the way, was like 3 chapters. The entire, like, 24 episode season, except for the last 4 episodes, is of like a 20 episode flashback.
100 Demon Parade or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
the season ends.
And then they end
with the main boss finally being like there. And then it ended, and
all,
there's no more.
All that's left in the manga. for them to animate. Mm-hmm. It's for them niggas to fight. And then fight again. And then the manga's over. They just didn't animate two fights because they had like a 20 episode backstory.
He literally that shows was up,
an episode of information.
Shows up and then
maybe you'll get a TV special.
I saw this man's father die about 5 times that season in the same scene after I just saw it the previous episode.
No, it was literally a whole flashback.
Like, and they like kept and then it'd come back. He'd be like, yeah. And then my father died. And then we flashback and show the whole flashback from the beginning again. It's like if every Naruto flashback started with the swing. Like, legitimately. Like, even into Boruto now, it starts with that damn swing. Like, okay. So the fox got sealed in. That's what you're telling me.
Again?
I was like, oh, this is still the first time. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Then he died when he was like 90, and then his son passed away at about 50, but he had a grandson.
Another one, too. Tower of God.
Oh, yeah, y'all can talk about that.
I tried to get into it. I think what took me away from it was the animation, I think. It was like 290 to me. I don't know if y'all watched Tower of God.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I did. I don't know if it got bad or I just stopped watching it.
No, yeah. I finished it. I didn't hate it. It was definitely better than out of high school.
It just disappointed me on account of the animation. Sometimes animation makes a good makes a break it with me sometimes. Like not all the time.
You don't remember that left hand turn me and Bo was talking about? Like,
sometimes you see something crazy. It's
not gonna lie to you.
Sometimes
it'd
be simple shit, but like when it stands out, it stands all the way up.
Yeah, I like really opened my eyes with that. And I'm like, yeah. So now I'm watching Tower of God, I'm like, okay, this is cool and all, but can they afford more artwork? Like
that's why I love that fight right there. It's so clean and simple, bro. It's like, ah.
Which one?
You know? This one. The Sword of the Stranger, the last fight. Mm-hmm.
Did you like the new Baki show?
Good question.
No, that was actually going to be my next one. So I wasn't
hyped for Baki, but I was recommended. It was recommended to me very highly.
Right? And just as SL said, the animation style can like make or break something. You ever seen Ultimate Muscle? Like, I was watching a show where it was Ultimate Muscle with his biceps inflated with air, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?" Okay, I've never switched off a show so fast.
It was good. It's good, bro. I promise you.
I mean, personally, I like the I like it. Baki was good. I like the prequel. The prequel got me a little bit. I was really hyped for it. The fights was dope. I just like how they rip off people's names. It's hilarious. Yeah. I don't want to give too much away, but I like.
But it's good, Baki. That's an animation I don't really like, but I can watch it because the storyline is dope.
Did you watch Seven Deadly Sins?
Yeah.
They got the new season.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I read the manga so long ago. I think that's one thing about me. Like, if I read the manga so long ago, like, I don't even care about really, like,
watching anime.
Yeah.
It's funny because that's how I feel now. That's how I'm starting to feel because I didn't finish My Hero.
Because you read it.
Because I read it.
Yeah. Oh, nah. The second to last episode, you gotta watch that.
Second to last episode? I'll go back and watch it.
For sure.
Like, if I'm reading the manga while I'm watching the anime, then I'll do it. Mm-hmm. But if I read it, and then, like, season ends, and then it comes out in, like, 4 months, I just be like, well,
and see, I got,
Seven Demon Slayer and Juju.
It's funny, because now with, Seven Deadly Sins, I love it, but I don't like it. Because it's like, I don't know why.
Oh, you read it?
I never read it, but I watch it.
But oh, you watch it now?
I watch it, but I forgot where I was at. So now I'm, like, I'm mad to the point where I don't want to watch it again. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's good, but it's bad. I'm just want to give you, like, the middle of that.
I feel like, honestly, if I'm reading a manga and like the anime's going on while I'm reading it, I don't think I'm watching the anime while I'm reading the manga until I've like caught up in the manga. Because then it's like, at some point, I'm gonna catch up watching wise to where I am reading wise, and I'm gonna have to stop doing one or the other to accommodate the other, which is gonna annoy me.
See, I blame you guys for even having me read the manga to begin with, because I would have just been happy with, like, Alright, it's over.
We're just raising literacy in America. Manga by manga.
You know what I'm saying? That got me. Full Metal.
That's not on your list, right?
No, I just saw the...
Oh, okay.
Oh, you were just happy you knew something.
Finally something I knew. Like, oh, okay. Besides Psycho. I'm not going to lie. I need to go back and watch Psycho.
Mob Psycho?
Mob Psycho is my joint. Low key.
I think I told y'all why I never finished that.
What, Mob Psycho?
Yeah. Why?
That was a good anime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crazy fights, too.
You know what's cool? What was cool about Mob Psycho to me is, like, I was like, yo, I need a new anime to watch. And I was, like, on a flight. I was on a flight to go, I think at this time I was going to Thailand. I looked at Mob Psycho. I had, like, 8 episodes. I'm like, I'm going to test it out with these 8 episodes. Got dumb hype watching. I was like, oh, nah, this is good. After 8 episodes, I stopped watching. Really upset myself with that. But definitely got to go back and watch Mob Psycho.
First time I sat down to watch Mob Psycho, it was under the influence. Bro, all those colors was too much for me, bro. I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I was sitting down getting dizzy. Felt like I was spinning.
What, his moves?
Just all the colors flying. Every his time moves. He used... Anytime anything happened, I didn't know. That's what I'm telling you. I don't know what was happening. Yeah, yeah. I was just confused.
It's dope, though. Yeah.
It was so many colors at the time. I felt like I was, like, my brain was going to overload. I just went straight to sleep.
The fights are way too good for it. But,
tell you, bro.
Like, when he unlocks anger, like, that's like.
But I like the countdown shit that it shows when it shows the percentage count.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, always dope.
Like, that's like this such a simple way to, like, build hype. Cause it's like, hey,
he literally
96.
Has,
you know?
I love it because he literally has no emotion, and then it's like when he unlocks an emotion,
everything.
It's like he goes crazy. It's dope.
But I, you know, I like how they, between him and Saitama, I don't know who I think is. Written better, cause like the Mob Psycho, I haven't seen it, but I like know the general gist of the story, I would say. And I kind of like how you kind of write the characters that have like ultimate power, but then they're actually doing a good job writing the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Saitama's like clearly depressed, you know, even though he pretty much got everything he wished for. But then at the same time, doesn't, you know, it's fire, bro. They be out here writing. And we'd be out here just looking for cool fights. It's crazy.
Okay.
Cool fights is cool as hell. Random bonus mention, just for the second half of that, the hype for disappointed part. I'm gonna just go to the disappointed part. Wasn't hype for it. But Clannad, I think is the name of it.
Okay.
That sad one, you saw that one?
I haven't seen it. I know of it.
I was kind of hype. I was like, ooh. Not hype, but I was like, okay, this is going to be like one of those sad anime. Let me see what's going on with it, right? And they was right. It was sad. But it's not like... It's the type of sad that makes you upset.
Mm-hmm.
Not sad. It like makes you angry. It's like, you're doing this just because... Like, make up... It's like, Dre, I'm making you a character in this story, right? You play football, right? Now, how are we going to make this sad? Okay, you're going to have a dog. First episode, dog's going to get hit by a car. But he's going to go to the vet, he's going to be good. But he's later going to get beat to death by your father, who's also going to break your leg so you can't never play football, who's also a drunk. Your mama wasn't ever there. She's the one that went out to get milk and never came back. Your best friend hates you, but it's still your closest friend. And then you're going to get a second dog, and we're going to beat the dog to death on the screen a second time. It's like, bro, like, what are you... like, you want to tell a story, or are you just doing everything that's supposed to make people sad?
Yeah, that's just...
It was one of those shits, bro. Every episode was just like, so everybody in this dude's life is fucked up, but also the best person ever. Mm-mm-mm. Couldn't do it, bro.
Yeah.
Hate shows like that. Like, don't just beat a dog to death just to make me sad. Like, obviously that's gonna make me sad. Like, I'm still a person, bro. Like, tell a story. Add emotional conflict. Don't just abuse animals so that I feel bad. It's like, oh, look at the cute rabbit. All right, let's beat him to death with a hammer. Like, well, shit, it was a cute rabbit.
That's petty. I know that feeling.
You know? It's, that would just be weird to me.
Well, this has been our disappointing episode.
most disappointing episode.
Yeah, most disappointing. So,
you know what? That was a remix right there.
Yeah. Sorry, I was going crazy with it.
Well, I think we're going to call it a little bit early this episode.
A little bit.
This is a good time, you know?
Bring too much negativity. You know?
Less is more.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, just like these animes that shouldn't have got another episode.
Yeah.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/nextpanel.
Yeah, once we're done editing this video.
We will have some content.
Matter of fact, there is.
Yeah.
So keep in tune to our YouTube, our Twitter.
Twitch.com/nextpanel.
Monopoly Mondays have finally become a thing.
Yep.
Officially started. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this is the goddamn anime right here. I'm sorry.
But yeah, we've been talking a lot about things coming, and
they're almost all here. Right?
Yeah, you know? We're going to end 2021 strong, I promise.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on the Twitch, the Twitter, YouTube. We got content pulling up. You already know Anchor. You can leave us a voicemail on there.
Even our Instagram is getting some content.
Oh, we do have our Instagram popping.
Yes, sir.
Access granted. Almost like SL's lip gloss.
I got it. But yeah, thank you for tuning in, and we will see you again next week. Hopefully.